December 21st, 1980. Continue.
When originally before he puts down the schach, so the avir that is between one slet of the lattice work and the other slet of the lattice work, so is much more than the kanim, than the total width of the kanim in the lattice work. Now he fills up that avir with schach, with evergreen. So then it's okay. But Rashi says. Rashi says, "Vizeu Ashiro kishakonim ba'avre shemeliyim gishone." Why that can only come from to Amitachi. So the Masho says, "Let's see what the answer." Oh, look at Masho. My time is the real Mr. Retachas. Adrabe, Paslimon Suke, the Shot is Hoho, Vabir no Mayo, the Pirish Akunta in Pergayosh, that forbids it. Vile Mishum, Kim is Hoho, Vabir Shot no Mayo, having for him with Mato, Abir and Mirayes. We explained that, in other words, we said that apparently that could Machlinkin be a national Rabbitan is a question as to whether Simpson Rul Mechamso is a requirement per se. There has to be schach, I mean there has to be tzeil, or it's only simen. It's only simen. In other words, if there is more shade and sunshine, so that is descriptive of the sufficient degree of sichel. How heavy? Not that the tzeil is the necessary thing per se. It's only simen. If it's in some room mechamso, so that means that there is enough sikh. That's how we explain. Alright. Anyway, whatever the term is, what Rashi Shiti is, Adra the Paslinon Suke, Gishob Eschoch of Avir of Umayla. If the sum total of the width of the canyon is equal to the sum total of the vacant spaces between one canyon and the other. The Pir Shakun Yeshmaish Kishov Avir of Umayla, if anyone mata Avir on your Yeshia, I will schach poslu schach kosher. Minus Mamel Roche, at Kolo Shekhodesh of Talmud, Eine Mipir Sherashe, Elo Shehudiri. So how does he answer the Kashi against Rashi? He says, Inachaname, this is not Rashi's Roshi. It's one of Talmud. And that Gilead agreed, that Talmud, he agreed, he put it in, and it was on the margin. And then the matrix, the printer, incorporated it into the text of Rashi. But originally it was put down by a Talmud on the margin. That's what Gilead means. You see. So, on the margin. And that Talmud who put this comment, he agreed with the Shita of Kamatam. So that's why he said it. But according to Rashi, it's not part and parcel of Rashi's Rashi. Now let's see the Gemara. Now the Gemara got Chobeis Amud Beis. Chobeis Amud Beis. Vishetzil Kshom Nehuva Mecham Sokshev. The Mishnah says, in the second page, that if it's still some room, Mecham Sokshev Sheva, Hoki Adode Psula, what Nam Vidoch Vion Keim, Mishacham Sokshev Mitzil Sokshev. In the first Mishnah, in the first page, the Mishnah implies, Hoki Adode Sheva, in other words, there seems to be a stira between the diuk, the implication of the Mishnah in the second page, and the implication in the Mishnah in the first page, in the first Mishnah. The implication in the Mishnah in the second parak is the tzilso meruba mechamse yishev. But suppose each other bishove, the sum total of the width of the kanim is equal to the sum total of the vacant spaces of the aviyah. So it's tzula. That's the implication in this Mishnah. But nam b'idoch pirakim v'shachamso meruba mitzilso tzula. But in the first Mishnah, the Mishnah emphasized that if it's more, so it's possible. The implication being that if it's equal, shove b'shove, so it's kshev. So in other words, the Mishnah here in the second parak implies that shove b'shove is possible. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the first parak implies that shove b'shove is kshev. So the Gemara says, loy kash, kamel mayo, kamel mat, amar apope, hayne damre inshe, ki zuze milio, ki istere militachas. The diuk in our Mishnah that implies that Shove B'Shove is possible has reference to the Mayo. Kishayish bin Kone Likone, Kilmoy Kone. After the mitzumtzem psula, with each a chamasa avir nires boretz richov harbe min hatzeil shel tzchach. So in other words, this mishnah that implies that says that shove b'shove is possible. So it means if it shove b'shove on top, which according to Rashi means if objectively it shove b'shove b'mitzias. That's what it means on top. If let's say you put a kone of tutvachim, then other tutvachim, then a kone tutvachim, then other tutvachim, a kone tutvachim, other tutvachim, and it shove b'shove mamesh, so then it is possible. Why is it possible? After all, regarding mechitzes, so we pass, there is a machlekes between Rav Papa and Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua, regarding mechitzes, if it's false gameplay, so whether it has a deen like any Rubala Pomets, or it has a deen like Pomets Rubala Eni. But we pastor that Pomets came in the discussion. It's Machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua. So here too, I mean, we should say that if we say that in mechitzes, Pomets came in the discussion, because Pomets came in the same deen as any Rubala Pomets, so if you join the Shoven, it's Rach and Avil, so it should be kosher. So Rashi says the reason is why if it's shove b'shove, so it's possible. If it's a chamas or avia, mirez b'oretz v'chol b'harbe in atzei shel schach. V'hod it aikinon ka'adod et sheiro no ka'chiura milmata shechamo v'tzei ul shove. So when does the first Mishnah imply that shove b'shove is kosher? It means if I'm tap into the bottom, so there is the same quantity of shade is sunshine, so then it's kosher, because if at the body, when one lies down, and at the body, so he feels that the sunshine and the shade are the same, so that means that on top, there is more schach than up. Because if on top, there would be the same schach as the avir, so then at the body, there would be more, he would feel more sunshine, then say and since at the bottom he feels that it's the same, so it's a raya that on top there is more coming, then tonight. When I hear Kadosh Shem of Yeshua no matter, Shechamu Vitzil Shom, Yudu Shakonu Vichom Naavu, Ki Zuzem Meliyo, Ki Yisra Melitachat, Ki Shaneke Vrochem, Ki Shio Zuz, Chamse Meruba Limato, Ki Shio Sel. So in other words, the Gemara says, according to Rashi, Kisuz and Leo, כי ישראל מתחת. In other words, when the head is naked, the other space, open space, in the side on top, in the sides of his roofs, so then you feel sunshine in the sides of his cellar. His cellar is larger than his roofs. So we said that Rashi Shita is, the way the Ram explains Rashi, so he said it's mashma, the way the Ram explains Rashi, so the Rashi Shita is that Tzilus on the Ruben Mechamso is a requirement per se. It's not just a simen. It's not just a simen. If it had been just a simen, then that's Ramatam Shita. So since we ask for the Mechitzes, Pogutz Keime is kosher, so here too. So that means that when Pogutz is Keime, so it's considered like any Ruben Pogutz. So here, when the Pogutz in the Schach is like the Eimid in the Schach, it should be considered like the Eimid, is more than the Pogutz, just as we say the Mechitzes that way. The answer is, but over there it's just a question of having Mechitzes. So if Pogutz is Keime, so it's considered as any Ruben Pogutz. But here we are interested in shaming, and if the Yishomer Yishomer, the Kamim and the Avir on top. So then the Tzius and the Badem, there is more sunshine than Tzeir, and we have the head. Tzius on the Ruben Mechamz. Alright, now let's see Rametamshi. Kizuz and Ruben Kizuz and Ruben כשנקב ריחה פה מיילה, כשיר זוז, חמסו מרובה מומטו, כשיר סבא, שחפיר את הכל פרק, ואיקשר המתן, דרפות לגוד פן דרוכה, אינסר פרקן ועירה, פורץ יאים מלמוד, ועושה פנם מפסקים להיות פסור, ואין קושי, דורת פרקן ודיבושים דאב דאים שמקור לפאורס וניסוס איסטרק, אהו מניסטרק, פוחס ניסוס איסטרק, so רבתם סרץ, one קשי is, just on the basis of the loneliness. The other Kashi is just on the basis of the meaning of the word. Because according to Rashi, Istere is a cellar, is a larger size, Matvei, than Terezuz. And he says, no, it's not the other way around. Alright, before Shabbatam, Kanyo Mayo, Mi Shebeidi to Abel no Mayo, Kiado de Cheo. Now, somebody will stand up on the ladder, and he will observe. And he'll look from the same level. He'll stand up on the ladder, and then, so from the same level, he'll observe the schach. So then, that's really the inaccurate determination of the size. When you look at it from the same level, not if you look, you stand at the bottom and you look up high. So, the mission is down on my work, you have the chair, with you showing the poles. So according to Ramatam, so that's how we explain Ramatam Shita is that Tzilus of Chamso is not a requirement per se. It's only simen, the scripts of his sufficient zikr. So just the other way around. Machma Shirochim. ורעיינו לו ואני בנינו כחגובים וכיח עבודו בשמיים ואני בנינו ככותו כדימוך על פרק המחס עשינו. Anyway, so the Marsho says that this Rashi was put in by Gilead, and that Gilead did not agree with Rashi Shite, but that Gilead agreed with Amitamshi. Now I'm not arguing, he says it, he found that in a manuscript that this piece was mentioned on the margin. So the Mele, if it was mentioned on the margin, so it's very likely, so that indicates that it wasn't part and parcel of Vashi's text. But I think that even though it was mentioned by a Talmud, it still could be reconciled with good accord with Rashi Shita. Two Rashi Shita is, of course, according to Ramatam Shita, so of course, so it makes sense. But even if that Talmud who wrote that comment on the margin had agreed with Rashi Shita, so it still makes sense. Because too, Rashi Shita is that by Schach, let's say if the Schach, the total size of the Schach is equal to the total size of the Avir, so then it's possible. Why is it possible? Not because Rashi Shita is that the halacha of Eimit Kippos is considered that when Eimit is Kippos, so it says the same thing as any Berubal Apos, has only application to Mechitzes, it doesn't have application to Schach. It has application to Schach too, but for a different reason, because Rashi Shita is that Tzilso Berubal Mechamso is a requirement per se. So Memele, if the Schach, the total size of the Schach, Yishovet Yishovet, is equal to the total size of the Avir, so then, in terms of Tzeil and Tzach and sunshine, so there is more sunshine. But actually, there is more sunshine than Tzeil. But so when is that true? That is only true if you have, let's say, a mixture. You have a mixture of Avir and Tzach and Tzach. So then, we cannot apply the halacha that poets came in has the same deen as Eimit Merubala poets. But suppose, instead of having a mixture of schach and avia, you will have a mixture of schach kosher and schach posel, like the lettuce slats. The slats that were not put down in Shem Tzeil schach. So that's posel. So it couldn't be more humble than posel mamish, and let's say than mechubah. So the Mele, this is what the Talmud. I mean, I'm assuming, I'm granting, that this was made by the Talmud. But the Talmud made that comment in Rashi. In other words, so he felt, the Talmud felt, that it accords with Rashi Shita also. Not only with Rabbi Tamshi, the way the Masha says. So the Mele, he mentioned, assuming that it was not part and parcel of Rashi's Loshi. But, so he mentioned that the more Kizuzo Miltis Metachas, so even according to Rashi, the only reason as to why it's possible with each other is because Rashi Shita is that when you have a commingling, a mixture of Avir and Tzach, and the Avir is equal to the Tzach, so then we have in the body more sunshine than Tzeil. That's the reason. That is only Shaya if you have a mixture of Avir and Tzach. But if you substitute Tzach Kosher for the Avir, so then you don't have a mixture of Avir and Tzach, you have a mixture of Tzach Kosher and Tzach Posel. So then we can apply the same halacha that they apply to Mechitzes. So it's Kosher. That's why Rashi says, or the Talmud of Rashi, Ve'im Rabbi, Dizeu Ashiro Kishakamim Ve'avir. I mean, Shmami Roch, I mean, that's the whole portion. Shmami Roch, she be sacred in our prayer, that she can laugh at. Aber die Schesmuche ist ohne Zul, kommt mit Gimu. Ki mich acham zum Ruhl mit Zilzom. Wenn der Rabbi, wie sehr Aschino, die Schakon im Wabe, she bin Eyem Bishom. Ki da Minon, ki Zudra Minon, ki Zudra Minon, Tachas. So, why is it? So Rashi says that it's possible. If it's Yom Bishom. Why? Because we don't have Tzilson of Mechamso. And not only we don't have Tzilson of Mechamso, in the case we are on top, the Schach and the Avir are the same, so we have more Chamot than Tzeil. That's why it's possible. Masha'im came, but in this case, he doesn't leave the Avir. He fills up the Avir with Schach. So the Melee then, there will be a mixture. Once he fills up the Avir with Schach, So but he has the letters, slats, so that's Schach Posel, the letters, slats. So we'll have a mixture of Schach Kosher and Schach Posel. It's a mixture of Schach Kosher and Schach Posel. So it should be kosher because by the Mechitzes we pass that when the poet is getting made, so it has the same thing as Amy Gordon Apples. Yes, what is it?
He says the Omer Rebbe, he's referring to when there is nothing on top except for the stock plus one. So we have to leave this last word. The last word is
you leave the last word.
Yeah, but when the last word is on there, this is it's equal between the open spaces and the last word. And because the area is equal, it's like there's no left. It's like the whole thing is empty, like the whole thing is clear. Because here it's shaka shaka, and What is there?
The letters were the Knei HaLetters.
Yeah, but that won't pass the Shabbat because according to Rashi, the Shalom Shabbat is considered Kamsa Mumi Silva.
So the Basho asks, but the Rashi mentions the Raya. From Jesus a little till he's done with Tachas.
That's exactly it. Rashi's saying a Kiddush. He's saying that you can go.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
No, that's it. Without a distinction between this Stam Kasher and also Avir and Stam, without that distinction, just saying what is Rashi referring to? Rashi here is referring to the open space and the Rashi is saying that.
So what is left here? What do we have here? At the very outset, before we put this Chak. So we have a certain quantity of Kami that is possible. And the Avir is the same, has the same size. And then he fills up the vacant spaces with Tzchach. So it's kosher. So why is it? But he mentions the Raya, the Mashos Kasha is, he mentions the Raya. From Jesus, that would be good according to Ramatam Shita. So it would be a Raya. But according to Rashi Shita, what kind of Raya is it? The answer is, it is Raya in according to Rashi Shita. Because Rashi explains it on the basis of the fact that when it's Shove Bishove, so then we have the bottom, more tzeil, we have more sunshine than tzeil. But in this case, he doesn't leave it like this, the Avir, but he fills it up with Tzchach. So he fills it up with Tzchach. So then, we don't have any Avir. But we have two kinds of Tzchach. We have Tzchach Kosher and Tzchach Kosher. So the Tzchach, the Tzchach Kosher is certainly capable of supplying as much sale as the Tzchach Kosher is capable of supplying. So since we pass like the Madoma, that poets came in this kosher, so you have to also be kosher. I mean, you're saying the same thing that I said. But the question that the Mashor himself also understands that. But Mashor is asking the Kashi, why does this Gilead mentioned the Raya from Jesus and Milkis and Tachas over there, Rashi Shita is to the contrary. The answer is true. But the reason as to why Rashi says the contrary over there is because we are interested that in the bottom there should be more, there should be at least as much sale as Chamo. And if on top each other we show it, so then we have more Chamo at the bottom than sale. But that is only Shayach if we have a mixture of Avir and Tzchach. But if we now it's replaced, the Avir is replaced by Tzchach Kosher, so then, too, there will be just as much Tzchach Kosher, Tzchach Kosher, Tzchach Kosher, but we pass in both game and Kosher. So the Mele, and here we cannot say that the letters coming give more tzeil than the actual Tzchach. So it's sports gaming. If it's sports gaming, so it's kosher. This is what I'm saying.
When he puts the
schach there in that avir or the letters word, then it's not near it. The one who sits in the suke cannot see and identify and determine, distinguish between the Knei HaLetters and the kind that he puts down. So it's like Bittu Gavov, it's the same thing.
It's not
what?
It's not broken.
It's not broken.
Yeah. So there's no road.
So, you see, there are two ways. Let's say, here there will be, so from this Rashi, it's mashma. From this Rashi, it's mashma.
Can we repeat that with
just you? 1 second. Now, this is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but in Isaac Hillel, Abraham mentions it. It all depends. If you put, let's say, one on top of the other, and it will not adjacent, then you have to have a block, like this Gemara. So this is what Rashi is saying, or the Gilead. In other words, if he puts, here is Mishachopta, so it's not that one is adjacent to the other. One is not adjacent to the other, they are intertwined. So one is on top of the other, or one is beneath the other, they are intertwined. So then we have to have rope. But if they are placed adjacent to each other, so then if each other be shoved, it's also kosher. There's the aloha, there's the difference. Suppose there is a mixture of schach kosher and schach posel. So then if you place it one adjacent to the other, this is schach kosher, and that is schach posel. And it's shove bishove, so then it's kosher. Let's say that's hamkare sukosi bishpudin, and then you put the schach in the avir between one shpud and another shpud, so then it is kosher. Then we don't have to resort to bit. But if one is on top of the other, then we have to resort to bit. Then we have to resort to bit. So why does Rashi say shmamino mohoche shemisachachin al pnei agar? So now that Rashi or the Gilead wants to equate this din of Chofton with the case of putting Schachan near the lattice work. So near the lattice can, because it's different aloches. Here, when the Gemara says Chofton, so it's on the basis of Bittul. Because here, he doesn't place, here it's on the basis of Bittul, he doesn't place the Mechuga branches adjacent to the Schach. They are intertwined. So then we have to resort to Bittul. Mashiach came when he places one adjacent to the other, then we don't have to resort to the Aloha of Bittul, and then it's Mutter, because On the basis of Pogot's Gaming. So why does Rashi say Shmayin Amoche when here the Gemara discusses the din of Bittul of Chofton, and here the Rashi mentions something that has nothing to do with the Bittul Brod? The answer is Rashi is mentioning this Gemara. The Gemara says that if the branch of the Ilon, he gives Hamsa Merubah Mitzilso, and then you have Bittul, so you can be Tzarev Schachposel Bas Schachkosha. In view of the fact that the branch of the Ilon does not give Tzilso Merubah Mechamsa. So, but if suppose the branch of the Ilon itself would give Tzilso Merubah Mechamsa, then Chofton wouldn't be sufficient. So Rashi says the same thing would apply to the case where you have the lattice remaining on top of the bayis, and then you fill up the becoming the vacant spaces with schach, so it will also be kosher. If as long as the lattice does not give tilson or mechamso, but if the lattice by itself would give tilson or mechamso, then it wouldn't. The suki wouldn't be chero. So Rashi is only applying this din that the Gemara mentions here, that where the ilon is hamso meruba mitzilso, so then you can be tzarev schach posel bat schach kosher. But in the case of the Gemara, so you can be tzarev schach posel bat schach kosher on the basis of bittul brod, because here the schach posel is not adjacent to the schach kosher. So without bittul, it would be posel. Mashain came in the case of Lattish, where the Schach Kosher is placed adjacent to the Lattish, so then we don't have to resort to Bittul. But he's applying the din of the Gemara, of Chove, that in the case where the Ilon does not give Tzilso Merubah Mechamso, then we can be Mitzarev Schach Posel by the Schach Kosher on the basis of Bittul Brod. So here too, we can be Mitzarev Schach Posel by the Schach Kosher on the basis of Pogot's Gaming. But the question is, it has to be Tzilso Merubah Mechamso, Machmas, this Rachkoshea, so as long as it is adjacent, so mainly it's considered Tzilsom Rubim Chamso, and even though it would be the same, but Paul's scale made as the same thing, like in Rubim Lapos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions from the word Avraham. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Chesh Chabad, Tov Chesh Chabad, Mitreir Rabbi Kosher, the Rambam says, V'hayne kishehoyu ashacha kosher merubah lapos. But if it's only b'shabbes, there is no different growth. V'yim hoyu menochim al asuke kol echot b'fnei atzmei, ואינו מרוב עם כלל, אלא זה בצד זה, אין צורך שיהיה בקושר ריב כנגד הפוסל. אלו אפילו, מחצה או מחצה, גם כן עשו כקשירו. תואר רוח למי שמסינה. אלו מפני שיהיה אפשר לצמצם ויש לה עדת מה. מוק לברום, הוא שואק לו. So this is what Rashi means, so the Gilead. All right, we'll leave it here now. Now, so for Tuesday, you should be ready. I mean, of course, the run sheet is to the country. The Ran and the Abiezri, the two mentions, he should taste to the contrary. In other words, the Ran is Chelik and Rashi and Tesis. Tesis agrees with Rashi. Tesis agrees with Rashi. That when we have to resort to Choftom, and Choftom means Iru, Bitu Bero, that is only in the case where the Schach itself, without the Tziru of the branch of the tree that hovers above it, will not give Tzilsom Rubim Chamso. So we have to be Mitzarim Schach Poso Bat Schach Kosher. So if we have to be Mitzarim Schach Poso Bat Schach Kosher, so Mele we have to resort to Gidl. We have to resort to Gidl. But, and this is what Rashi says on the Gilead, but suppose it's adjacent, so since we passed in the Poets Gehimi is Kosher, that means the Poets Gehimi has the same status as in the Rubala Poets, so it will be Kosher even without Gidl the Rubala. Without the Torah, as long as the Schach Posel does not give Tzilsom Rubim Chamso. That is Rashi Shit and Beis Shit. But the Shit of the Ran and the Abiezri and today is in Shulchan Aruch is that even when the Schach by itself give seals of the Rubim Chamso. Let's say it's like this. This is the Schach. And then there's a branch of a tree hovering above it. And without the branch, even if you remove the branch, it will still give seals of the Rubim Chamso. But the situation is such that only the whole Schach, even without the branch, will give seals of the Rubim Chamso. But if you take away this part of the Schach that is just beneath the branch, then there will not be seals of the Rubim Chamso. So according to Rashi and Tesis, it will be Kshayot. But according to the Ran Davi Ezri, it will be possible. Because any piece of Schach that is beneath a branch is Kimando Esri. Because it's beneath a branch. So even though without the branch, the Schach will give it Tzimtzum Rubim Chamso. But why? Because all the Schach together with this piece that happens to be just beneath the branch, gives it some Rabbi Chamso. But this piece is Kimando Esser. So, and excluding this piece, it will not give it some Rabbi Chamso. So, according to the Rabbi Chamso. So, in such a case, we have to resort to Chof. According to that. You see, according to Rashi and Tesis, when the Gemara has the Kasha, so the Gemara has reference to a situation where the Schach without the branch wouldn't give Tzilsom Rubim Chamso, but only in conjunction with the branch, with the Tzilsom Rubim Chamso. So then we have to resort to Choftom. But if the Schach without the branch together with this piece of schach that is beneath the branch, will give till some room of chamsor, so then we don't have to resort to chofto. But according to the Ram, the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, the Gemara has reference to a situation where the schach without the branch gives till some room of chamsor, but only together with this piece of schach that is beneath the branch. But this piece of schach that is near the bench is gemandalese. So the melee, it still should be possible. So the Gemara says, so you have to resort to chokmah. So these are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Now, these are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So for Tuesday, you should be prepared, and the whole Gemara up to the Mishneh, and including the Mishneh, not the Gemara. Just including the Mishnah, Piris on the Sodom of the Hammer, we tachtel on the Anesha, we should Piris on the Abiyakim. So, just up to the number of Itmar, we should come from the Menor Abba. Alright.
Again, as far as their options are here, yeah. They just showed the issues are inside. Yeah. It seemed to me that it would be easier to not to explain on the basis of Parus Kaholi, but rather just say, he's not bringing a lion here, but he's saying this is like the chiddush, you can go until Shabbat the Shabbat.
But why does he mention the Gemara Kizuz and
the Mikis? That's the point, because Rashi says that even if it's not the smallest, it's equal with the Shabbat Hashem. So even if the schach pasul, the lattice, even if that's equal with the open air, so still that's not considered to be zozam mechanta. Even if it's equal, because of kizuzalak milael, because of mechanta, and therefore if he puts on more schach kasher,
but we have to add one point that it's kosher only on the basis that we pass like the Madonna, the poets came in discussion.
No, but even without corresponding, no, because we didn't have Beetle yet.
According to Madonna, no, here we don't have Beetle.
No,
Beetle is only one Beetle the whole. Here we don't have
Beetle. No, but afterwards you have to put more Stankhaus to...
No, it doesn't say that you put on more Stankhaus. We say it. Kishia Kanin Ba'avish Kanin Bishop.
No, but just as this is Kanin Ba'avish in there. Not
schach,
but
not schach
kasher.
Yeah,
right.
So there, he places the avia, he fills up the avia with schach.
But there can still be more schach kasher there. You can be mevatel the. As far as the schach pasul is concerned, it's like nothing. It's still considered a social mevata.
If you fill up the avia, so it doesn't make any difference. How thick the avia is, how thick I mean the schach that is placed in the avia is, but then it will still be the width. You see, the width of the schach will be equal to the kamut sum, the lattice, to the kamut on the lattice.
I don't know, I just thought that Rashi wanted to say here that this is considered basu, considered with mutal, this schach basu. That was his point, that's what he wanted to learn from this Gemara.
Yeah, I mean, Bernie's kasha, but I said, I mean, the reality is, because the poskim among Avraham mentions the difference between putting one on top of the other or putting one adjacent to the other. So anyway, here actually just applying this din that is chamsom rubam mitzilso, so then it's kosher. So that's what is applying. But Rashi doesn't say that he has that here there is rov. He doesn't say. What does Rashi mention that he has to? There has to be rov of the schach that he puts in. Rashi doesn't say that.
I mean, is it mistaber to say something like that? To say that if you have more schach kasher up there, even as far as the area takes up, they're equal. But if there's more schach kasher there, is it mistaber to say some halakha of beetle? Is that mistaber?
No, no. Here it's not just to say beetle because it's mashed from Rashi that he doesn't mix them up in such a way that it's not mikya. So in other words, so he just places one adjacent to the other. He just places one adjacent to the other. So then it's not bitl. Bitl is when he intertwines them. When one is intertwined with the other.
No, but I know Rashi himself doesn't say that, but from the sugi, Rashi is saying the limit not from the sugya.
I understand, okay, you can say that. I mean, the Rashi means that he really put in more schach than the kana. And he really intertwines one with the other. But does Rashi spell out that he intertwines?
No, but again,
Rashi is only learning out from the aloche of Chamso Merulam Yitzilson. You see, let's say, in this case of Gemara, suppose Bilam would be Yitzilson Merulam Chamso, then Choftan would be not. Choftan would be not. As the Megyotter explains, because, you see, Bitl can only be Mavkiya Hashem Nisa. Bitl can be Mavkiya Hashem Sul. So when the Elon is not Tzilso, the Rome Chamso is Chamso, the Rome Tzilso, and the question is only of Mitzahu Sachos, Mother Sachosha, so Bitl is effective. Bitl can be Mavkiya Hashem Sul. What is Mechuba? Mechuba is possible. So Bitl is Mavkiya Hashem Sul. But if the Elon itself is Tzilso, the Rome Chamso, and then it's Hofka. So you cannot say Bitl, because Bitl cannot affect the Yuchalishim. Let's say, if you are married, parashas of Tfil that are possible, with parashas of Tfil that are kosher, and there is God, you cannot say that the heretofore parashas that are possible become heretofore of Tfil. If you are married, let's say, Tfil with blank parchment, you cannot say with the hope that the blank parchment should become heretofore of Tfil. So that's why this is how the Midyon explains it. If all that people is only effective if the Yom is not Tzil Samadu Mechamso. So then we have Tzil Samadu Mechamso Mach Vashach. But the question is, do we have Tzil Samadu Mechamso Mach Vashach? But we is Mitzayu Sach Kosman Sach Kosher. So then there is Bitl, the Mavkiya Depsu. But suppose the Yom itself is Tzil Samadu Mechamso. So you don't have Tzil Samadu Mechamso Mach Vashach. So we couldn't apply the concept of people. All right, you can explain the Trasha. The Trasha is reference to the case where he really was married war and then the Trasha doesn't mention it. It's not Trasha, it's Megillion. So it's Mashma from the Russian Trasha or the Russian Megillion that even without people war, just as long as it fills up the vacant spaces with Schar, so it becomes Trasha. Why? Well, because that this is mentioned by the Gemara Avon. That it's mentioned by Mishani. That when, because that's based upon the Gemara of that Hamikare Mishipulim, and then he fills up the vacant spaces with Tzach, so it's Kosher.
So then what's Rashi's Kiddush? I mean, that's the Mishnah.
No. The Kiddush is, without this Gemara, I would say that since there is Tzilzah, the Gemara tells the Chiddush that that's Chomesh Chiddush, that where the Yimon, that even though the Yimon is even though it's Nachas Yimon, but since the branches of the Yimon yield Chamsa Merulam Yitzilson, so it's still kosher. That's the Chiddush. So here too, even though there is Seir Machmas, the Knialates, so it's still kosher, in view of the fact that the Knialates by themselves do not heal till some of them were house. So it's kosher.
Yeah, that's the same case as Shikolim. Shikolim over there, the Mishnah Festival.
Yeah, same thing.
So Rashi seems to be saying, Shema Amina, then it's a Kiddush, I wouldn't know from anywhere else. But it's the Mishnah.
All right. So, that thing, you can use the same halachas on this. In a panam, the same thing. Yes.
Why are we saying that this halakha of Bitl Kulot is the Katkhila?
Yes, sir.
shiur. The sukkah Yudchas Teves Heitav Shemin Aleph, December 23rd, 1980, on Tuesday.
Now, before we go over the pages, I just want to go over the rest piece in Rashi. It's a very complicated piece. Now, Shmamino Mino Mihoche, Shemisachachin al Kne Agad, Shekir Latis, the Abba Pisha Smuche Zuma Zu, Bipoches Migimu, Kibu Shechamso Meruba Mitzilis. So I mean, why should there be a Saltibaitoch that if it's Muches, Zuma Zu, Bipoches Migimu? Now, you see, there is certain expressions in Rashi here, or the Gilead, that tend to indicate that Rashi is referring to the case where he puts the schach on top of the lattice. And the other expressions, which tend to indicate that Rashi is referring to the case where he puts the schach adjacent to the lattice. Now, the expression, Shmamino Mihoche, Shemisachet bin Aul Knei Agat Shekir Lattes. Aul. He doesn't say Somuch Knei Agat Shekir Lattes. But Aul. So it's Mashma that he's referring to the case where he puts the Schach on top of the Lattes. But then, when he says Ve'im Arabi Gizel Ashir Ki Shakonim Ba'abra Shemineim Bishove, that is reference to the case. That seems to indicate that he's referring to the case where he puts the schach adjacent to the lattice. That's the difficulty. It's very confusing. Now, we see that the two in Simen Tov Reish Chobo. So he mentions the machleket between Rashi and the Avias. The Avias Rishita is like the Ram, in other words. That's the basic machleket in the Sukhi. According to Rashi, it is this. So, if the Yiron is Hamsom Rubamitzus, and the Sukhi, and the Schach of the Sukhi is Silksom Rubamitzus, without the Tzilum of the branches of the Yiron, by itself, but together without the tzilum of the branches of the Yiron, but together with those portions of schach that are beneath the branches of the Yiron. In other words, he has a Yiron here. He has, let's say, here is the schach, and there is a branch of a tree overhanging on top. So, according to Rashi Tosfos, if this schach by itself yields Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa, without the tzilum of this branch, even if you were to remove the branch, so the schach that he puts on the sukkah yields Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa. But this schach yields Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa only with all the pieces of schach. But suppose you remove the piece of schach, the portion of schach that is just beneath the branch, then it will not give Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa. So, but as long as the schach by itself, without the tzilum of the branch, will give Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa, so then we don't have to resort to Chavta. We don't have to resort to Chavta, according to Rashi Shitz. According to the Rambam Avi Ezri, so even if the schach by itself yields Tzilsom Ruba Mechamsa, Lutzen Mechamsa. But if you are to remove the portion of Schach that is just beneath the branch, then there will not be Tzitzim of Mechamsa. Only together with this portion of Schach, it gives Tzitzim of Mechamsa. But if you are to remove this portion of Schach that is beneath the branch, then it wouldn't be Tzitzim of Mechamsa. So even in such a case, we have to resort to Chavta, according to Rabbi Ezri and the Rambam. Why? Because true that the whole schach together with this piece that is beneath the branch, gives it to Melchamso. But since this particular portion is beneath the branch, so it's Kimangalas. Because that's not Seicher. This particular branch is not Seicher. It's beneath a branch. So the melee, and without this particular piece, so this chach is not enough to give to the Melchamso. So the melee, it's possible. It's not his Mishael, unless you resort to him. So the two mentions both his. And then he says, V'chim kosva Rabon. In other words, that the Rabon also agrees with the Shite of the Aviezer. Of the Aviezer. Of course, the two was before the Ram, so he couldn't mention the Ram Shite. But it's also the Shite's Ram, the Aviezer, the Rabon, and the Ram. Umitnize, Yeish Machmir. שלוי לאסי סוכו למטו בבייס תחס אגב אף על פי שהסירו הורופי הורופי means that's the roofing itself and the lattice is the foundation for the roofing so even though they remove the roofing כאילו שנשאו במדיין או עצים הדקים that's the lattice אשר הורופי מונוחים עליהם אף על פי שיש אבי הגודל בינועי עצים יצם לבינועי עצים so in other words so that means even though there is אבי הגודל בינועי עצים יצם לבינועי עצים so then it will be צילסון מרובה מחמסו מחמס בשרח בטלפולה but the סוכו is not שירו if he just lets the Kneel Lattes remain there. The Kneel Lattes remain there. Even though the Kneel Lattes themselves wouldn't be Schachbosu, because it's less, what is the Kneel Lattes? It's less. And it's because it's very weak about our Tvachim. But since it was put down, not the Shimtzei, but the Shein, a foundation for the roofing, so the middle way it's possible. So in other words, that's, with the Zeya Shmachmirim, that's, according to the Abiezer Shite and Rabon Shite, not according to Rashi Shite. So, it seems that Rashi is referring to the same case. And according to Abiezer and Rabon, it is possible. And if Rashi would have reference to a case where he puts the Schach on top of the Lattes, then we could understand this expression when he says, שמאמינו מהוכה שמסחף לי מלכני הגה שקרן לטש אף על פי שסמוך עם סום ונסו בפוח הסמגים so he says out the yaga and why שמאמינו מהוכה because Rashi explains according to Rashi's chat with the Gemara so the Gemara only has the kasha we chicham zimru mitzul samay habe hoki mitzaru sach kosma sach kosher So it means because the Mores, Russian cases point out, has reference to a case where the Schach by itself, without the tzilf of Bilon, the branches of Bilon, would not be tzilf of Mechamso. That's why the Mores. But if the Schach by itself, without the tzilf of the branches of Bilon, would give tzilf of Mechamso, then we don't have to resort to Choftor. So Shmanino Mehoche, that even though you did not remove the lattice, and the lattice is not Schach Kosher because it was not put down with Shemzeil. So you can still put down the Schach on top of the lattice. On top of the lattice. That's what he says. So, what's the Shaykhs here? The Shaykhs here is, in other words, that the way Rashi explained the Gemara, so in other words, So this Gemara is saying just the reverse of what Abiezer says. That's the thing. But then the question is, why does he say, Ve'im Rabbi, Yizeo Ashiyo, Ki Shehakonim Va'avi Asher B'neyem, Bishok, Ki Damrinon, Ki Zuzen Meriyo, Ki Yister Amemetaz. Ki Yister Amemetaz. Uvei Chehein Akisu, So why does he mention Kishakon Baba Shemaya Bishobe? That is reference to the case where he puts it adjacent to the lattice. So the answer could be that Rashi has reference to both situations. In other words, if, let's say, he wants to put Tzrach and leave the lattice intact, so he can do it in two ways. He can put a Tzrach on top of the lattice, and he can put, since when he put the lattice, so he left a lot of way of space, of vacant space, between one corner of the lattice and the other corner of the lattice, so he can just put a Tzrach by putting the Tzrach between the column of the lattice. So that's why he says, in the case where he decides to put the column of the Tzrach adjacent to the lattice, so Leim HaKavi Nizeu HaShir, Kishakon Yivahato Shemeleya Bishove, Tidamunom, Kizutem Leo, Kiyisra Botanis. The difficulty is, and that's really what bothered the Mashok, because why does Rashi mention that Gemara? So we said last time, Rashi mentions this Gemara because true Rashi is Chelik HaRavita. But Rashi is Chelik HaRavita only in the case where we have a mixture of Avir and Tzrach Kosher. So then, according to Rashi, if you chop it in Shomer Milo, it's not good. Because Tiistere, Tizuzem Lil Tizem Dachas. But if you have a mixture of Tzrach Kosher and Tzrach Kosher, so that's the Mishneh of Amekane. That's the Mishneh of Amkara Sukkosi that this world, Amkara Sukkosi Mishabudi. In Yesh Red Abeleyev Gimeison Sheo. The race in Sheo. So, but on the contrary, according to Rashi's Pshat, he's using the middle of Israel and Dachas. So then, if it's only Bishoven, it's not good. So because of that, the Marshal says, that this is not a version of Rashi, this was put in by Talmud, it's a Gilead on the margin, and that Talmud agreed with the Shita of Avotam, and then it was incorporated into the text of Rashi. I said no, that it can be reconciled with Rashi Shita. Because only when we have a mixture of Avir and Tzrach, so then if it's only Shoghe, it's not kosher, because the Avir will, because of the Avir, so there will be at the bottom more sunshine than say. But since he replaces the Avir, he puts in the Avir, he puts in the Tzrach, so then it will be kosher according to Rapope, and we pass like Rapope, that by the Chitzes, Pogos came in, they're the same thing as Avir Brudel Pogos. And the more he equates this, Tzrach Kosher and Tzrach Kosher with the Chitzes. That's what he said. But the question is, so why does Rashi have to mention? That's the difficulty. And that's really the reason as why the Mashal says that the Talmud who put it in on the margin, who made this comment on the margin, agreed with the Shita of the Talmud. So why did Rashi mention the Gemara of Jesus and the Leo Kingston of the Tachas? He could have mentioned the Mishnah of Shibboleth. Alright, that's. But anyway, that's how it seems to me. That Rashi really, when Rashi says Shemamino Mehochet Shemisachet Vimapnei Agak Shekino Latesh, he discusses two situations. One situation is when he puts the Tzrach on top of the Latesh, and the other situation is where he puts the Tzrach adjacent to the Latesh. Now, let's go over the two. Siman Tov Pesh Chavot. מוקי מורו כיצד שיעשנו את תחסה בין השמיים ותחסים בסוכה סטיישו ובאשינון ורואי בסוכו שתחס סוכו ורואי בסוכו שתחס הבייס ורואי בסוכו שתחס אילון ואימוי אילון צירסה מרו במחמצו פסור פסור בכל אילון אף אם הסוכו צירסה מרו במחמצו אבל אם אילון חמצה מרו במצירסה עוזרי אם הסוכו צירסה מרו במחמצו ולא אילון שאירו אף אם לא ישקו לענות רענות ממטו לארץ עם שכח הסוכה אבל אם ינסו כציל סמרו במחמצו על די אילון, או סוריך שישתו לענופים, ויער בין מסכך, בעניין של איון ניקורת, ויהיו הסכך רבה עליהם ובטלם, וזהו ידע סכך. So first the two mentions Rashi Shi. So Rashi Shi is that if the סכך בניל די אילון, by itself, without the ציל for the branches of the אילון, give still סמרו במחמצו, then there is no problem altogether. Then there is no problem altogether. As long as the Ilum itself is Hamza Lugma Tzimtzum. Of course, if the Ilum is Tzimtzum Lugma Hamza, so then it's possible because Shukit HaSuki. But if the Ilum is Hamza Lugma Tzimtzum, and the Shach, beneath the branches of the Ilum, by itself, without the Tzil of the branches of the Ilum, is Tzimtzum Lugma Hamza, so then there is no problem for the Rashi. We don't have to resort to Chof. This is all Dasha. Adla bi Ezra kosa, abe Ezra kosa. Afilu masuk etzim se meruba mitzilse. Vilo yoyi, vilo kam se meruba mitzilse. Im han vilo yoyi mechovoni im kinege tzrach hakoshi apsulo. Sharatzei vilo yoyi mechovoni lasuk. In other words, if you have this is the tzrach and this gives tzilse meruba mechamso, but there is a branch overhanging. So, and without this piece, this tzrach will not be tzilse meruba mechamso. So we don't recognize this piece because it's beneath the branch. So, if I'm the Elam Chavon in Israel, Kosh Apsul Hashar, I'd say when the Elam Loi Nasu. I'd love yes, because I've a few Nasu Katsutsum Rom Hamsa Loi Elam. The Elam Hamsa Rom Mitzvah. So, if I'm the Elam Chavon in Israel, Kosh Apsul Hashar, I'd say when the Elam Loi Nasu. Loi Shnoi Moilum Kidei, Loi Shnei Masu Katimum. Psul, because there is a Shiras Rishayim. There is a shame for shame that if the sukkah is kidmo and it was chal, a shame sukkah behechshea, so then it doesn't become kosher. Doesn't become kosher. It's a very strange thing. Okay, kim sham tiroilam chavoni kineged schach hakosher. Avon ma'anofim kineged ha'avila, shebein ha'schach hakosher, kshero, hoyo vitzeil ha'kosher, hu merubo mechamso, sha'afilu, if you not tell, Hoilon Yeshio Bikoshal Hash. Now, so the Torah says that even according to the Abiezer, suppose you have Schach. You have Schach. And then you have Abel. And then again you have Schach. And suppose the branch of the Ilon overhangs just above the Abel. So there, as long as the Schach by himself can give Tzilsam Meruba Mechamso, so inasmuch as the branch doesn't overhang above the Schach, but it overhangs above the Avia, so then it's all right. Now the two does not mention this thing that I mentioned before. Because most poskim say that even in the case where the branch does overhang is above a piece of schach. But if, without that piece of schach that is beneath the branch, there still would be enough to give Tzitzim Lugma Chamso, it's also kosher. Most poskim say that, but the Torah doesn't spell it out. The Torah spells out the case where the branch overhangs the vacant space. Let's say, here there is a piece of schach, and here there is a piece of schach. And then the branch overhangs here. And then all the coming of the schach gives Tzitzim Lugma Chamso. So the fact that the branch overhangs, but it overhangs over the Avia. So in Mele, there is no portion of schach that is not kosher, because the branch only overhangs over the Avia, so it's kosher. But that there is another case where the Avia will be made that it's kosher. In the case where it does overhang over the schach, but there is enough schach here that even without the portion that is beneath the branch, it would still give Tzitzim Lugma Chamso. So most achrayim say that would also be kosher, even according to Abiezer, but the Torah doesn't spell it out. So he only says, Avo, Kim Sham Teoilo Mechuboni Kineged Schach HaKosher. Avo Limanokim Kineged Avir Shebna Schach HaKosher. Sheiro, Hoyo Bitzil HaKosher Umerubo Mechamso. שאפילו אם לא תלו אילון, ישיעו בכושר לך. ויחיים כוסף הרבון. ומפני זה יש מחמירים שלא לעשה סוכר למטו בבייס לחסת עד, אף על פי שהסירו הרופים, כאילו שנשאור עם עדיין או עצים הדקים, אשר הרופים מונוחים עליהם. אין נזמח מנעלי הדיס. אף על פי שנשאר בגודל בלו עצים, יש עמר בעצים. So then as a result of the schach, that the פולם או פולים, between the Kohen Latesh, there will be Tzilsam Meruba Mechamso, Machmas Yisrach, it's still possible. Why? Because all those that are beneath Sachkoso, or that are above Sachkoso, are not the right ones. I mean, that's according to the Shita of the Ariezri and the Rabbon and Rav. The Arab of Yechir lo Yonei, Kishay Yoei says to Kosei, the Bayis Tachas Agag. Now, she is Siro Oropi, Hoy Yosekiv coming in Aschach, Ad Agag, Le'arei, Shnei Aschochim Yachad, Liris Hakil Schachet. So the meaning of Rabbi Yechiel was, that's not like Rashi. According to Rashi, you don't have to be the Arabic. In other words, you can put the Schach on top of the Latish, or adjacent to the Latish, and even though it's Nikar, so it's your kosher, as long as the Schach by itself is sufficient to give to the Tzemulah Chamsa. But Rabbi Yechiel, he agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Yezrin and the Rabbon, so he was machmir in a case where he wanted to put a sukkah, on top of the latish, that he would mix up and intertwine the kolim of the latish with the kolim of the sukkah. In other words, in order that it should be choptor, it should be miur and hamesh and nikya. There should be bito. Kishoyin says, because it buys adagat, she is zero rofim, or you say, keep calling in a schach, adagat, le arish ni aschochim yachad, le isak es chachecho. In other words, it should be bito. Vinira li yi she umuta. Shaafin di vra peisil ke lo yiyogo. Hay dap ke she tzil so mi ubo mi chamsa. Umi kombo ken yi shabu di schach hakosha. Hiu kach. Kishenachshu da schach hakosha ya, כנגד איום כמאן דורסה מצטרף באבא שבו ביתי החמסה מרובה מצלסון אבא בסוכה שכולו מחוסו ואין בו אבא כלל אפילו נחשן והכושר כמאן דורסה עדיין נישר צלסון מרובה מחמסו בישור ובעליתו גם כן תראה מתעמחת שאומר כיוון שאיציר אורופי הועצים הנשורים אין עליהם דין שחח פוסו. So the Barito is mati for another reason. He says, even if we assume by Rabbi Yezri that the schach that is beneath schach posa or above schach posa is kimandres, but here the kolei alatish are not schach posa in themselves. They are posa here for the simple reason that they were not put down. We should say, but now we want it to be used. We should say. The answer is, so it seems original at the time he put on the Kinega Lakish. So it was not Mishitzel, now he decided that it should be Mishitzel Schach, so it's Tassel and Nosso. But, so it's only the Psul of Tassel and Nosso, it's not that there is an intrinsic Psul in the same kind. Let's say, if he'll be Minamea, he'll just pick it up and put it down again. So the same coming of the Lakish will be validated as Chachosha, because there is no intrinsic soul. So maybe the Shita of the Balito is, that it seems he removed the rooking, so that in itself is like dust. The removal of the rooking from before the rooking, the ceiling was on top of the lattice. Now we remove the rooking. So that in itself is like in Inua. In the Kanei Alatesh, and he disposes of the psul of Tassanos. This is what it is. Now, let's turn to the Mordechai. There is a certain rush in the Mordechai. Now, this suitcase. So there was a lot of confusion here in Chicago, because some mentioned the name of the Misha Feinstein, that it's all right to put on top of the schach a net. I don't know whether Misha Feinstein said it. Can't feel right. I don't have credence to the psalking that are mentioned by many people in the name of David, because I know that every god is misrepresented. And so I don't know whether Misha Feinstein passed. But if Rabbi Misha Feinstein did pass him, that it's muter, he probably passed him that it's muter beneath beneath the schach, the net, but not on top of this, not on top of the schach. Why should there be a difference between beneath the schach, whether you put the net beneath the schach, or on top of the schach with suicide? Now let's see the emotion of the mother. First column, the first day, that we know, Ulpeirush harab the future mitzvah. The last line, the first column. Yeish lahachmir lehosia kol alatish she'al asukim. Afal pi shecham shemurum mitzilso. Afal pi shecham shemurum mitzilso. So in other words, the shita of Rabbi Shimshon mitzvah is Schach posel dem chube al pesel shechanet yo limato. In other words, even though the schach limato is enough to give to tzolom mechamsa, but since it is beneath schach posel, so it's commandless, so it passes it, because schach means it hovers. That's the definition of schach. Now, how does the schach kosher hover when there is something schachposel that hovers above this thing, this piece of schach that hovers above the suit? So maybe it's manless. That's why the shita of the Abiezer and the Ram. So the Mordechai says, Ulpeiru shahab rafshim shemikeitzi, yeish lahachmiya lehosiya kol alate shalasuki, apal pi shechamso meruba mitzils, lepi shein peislim kinev, nakal kash. Rashi says, you don't have to remove the latish. You don't have to remove the kneel latish. But he says, no, you have to remove the kneel latish. And the kneel latish have no intrinsic psul, and the only psul is because of tassel and nosu, so then you have the shimshim intensi, we would say that you have to remove it. All you have to do is just to pick it up and put it down again. But sometimes the Kriya Latish might have an intrinsic soul. Suppose the Kriya Latish has a width of Dalit Torah. So then they have an intrinsic soul. So Kasha would be material in such a case. Because it's still some rule in the Chamso, Machmas the Schach, that is on top of the Kriya Latish. So even if the Kriya Latish, the slats of the Latish, or the lattice work, have a width of Dalit Torah, according to Rashi, it would still be kosher and you wouldn't have to remove it. But according to Rabbi Shimshon Mikeitzi, Yeish lahachmir lehasir behosir kol alatesh shel asuki. Afal pi shechamso meruba mitzilus. Lifi shein peislim kinev. Umeiri horata raf beperet zal hoyo mitzade lehosir ho arobo aloye. In other words, the arobo, that's the kosher esrach. Vivo branches. They will use the schach. So in other words, so from this, the poskim were midayik, from that portion, it's mashma, of the Mordechai, it says, Umeir yarab reperetzal, hoyo mitzabe lehosi ma'arobo alei. That there is a, that according to the Mordechai, there is a difference between putting, so, hoyo mitzabe lehosi ma'arobo alei, iname, Iname liskei ha-robo ad-alatish dilevik mechot. Now, so maybe I have prepared so you mitzad lo osim ha-robo alia. So, iname liskei ha-robo ad-alatish dilevik mechot. So, if he is taking the ha-robo ad-alatish, so then that means he's not of it. But if he puts it on top, it's also kosher. If he puts it on top, how is it kosher? He bishleime when he's not of it, so it's not nikia. So there is bitu berov, as Rashi says here, nichotto, that there is bitu berov. The Midrash say, kol mile bot berov. But if he just puts the arov on top, how is there bitu berov? How is there bitu berov? So, when you mitzabel hosim ha-arov ha-ale, and the latish. Now, we'll see, the Midrash discusses all the issues. Now, in the Mechavah, I'm seeing the top page of all. So, Eva has a sukkotakasi, by his or you. Where is his sukkotakasi, you shame him, she will you on, till some of the Hamsi, so the Homilian, after my sukkot, till some of the Hamsa. I will be your Hamsa, will be till say. He must sukkot, till some of the Hamsa, will you on shale. After you wish to have nothing in matter, we all bomb, in Shahasuk. I will be my sukkot, till some of the Hamsa, allow you on. So if she asked you, I'm not king, the Arvin must have been and show you the coming. The Israq of our own baton, this is the sheet of Russian basis. That, if it's in, if this, the Elon is Hamson Ruben Tilson, and the Israq without the Tilson from the branches of the Elon is Tilson Ruben Hamson, so then we do not even have to resort to Hoffman. The ancient leader, the sheet of the Esri, the Rabon, the Ram, Shapiro, he was super Tilson Ruben Hamson, the loyal. But Elon Hamson Ruben Tilson, he won't feel he won't be for one killing his Hakosha Psuo. Then show you on Kaden, then Shasuko Kimo. Kim Shampoo, you won't be for one killing his Hakosha. The Zabash. Then Ramos says, in his place, Mio, in his spiel, are nothing we matter. The Ilvon Masha, Sheinom Nikori, Tay, the Asuko She. However, if he was Mashpil, there are nothing we matter. Ve'ilvon imaschach, she'ino nikori, pteiri, ve'asukok she'o. Now, there is a machlekes between the Nezikeri. There is a machlekes between the Mogna Avrom on one hand, and then the Chemed Meshev, the Yesha, the Ismeya, on the other hand. So, the most achrenim, most Nezikeri, they say that when the Amor says, miu im hishpil, והנופן למטה, ואיר בו נמסרח שאין לו מקורן, קטעים ועשו כקשירו. So he has reference to a case, even to a case, where the schach by itself, without the tzil, of the branches of the tree, would not give tzil some of the chamsa. Would not give tzil some of the chamsa. But, would not give tzil some of the chamsa. So, according, in such a case, without Hofton, even according to Rashi would be possible. But according to Rashi, this is the case where Hofton is effective. Now the question is, how about the Shita of Rabbi Ezri and the Rabbon and the Rav, who say that if the schach by itself gives still some over chamsa without the tzil from the branches of the tree, so it is still possible. So then, we then according to the Ram, we have to resort to Hofton. But will Hofton be effective according to the Ram and Rabbi Ezri and the Rabbon in a case where the schach without the tzil does not give still some over chamsa? Rashi in cases must say that Hofton is effective in a case where the schach without the branches does not yield to some of the chamsa, because according to Rashi he says that this is what Gemara is saying. But according to the Ram and the Abiezer and the Rabbon, so Gemara is asking the kasha. V'chi chamsa yiruba mitzil say ma'ay have hoki mitzor yischach posma yischach kosha. Even in the case where the schach by itself, without the tzil from the branches, will give tzil some of the chamsa. Will give tzil some of the chamsa. So we have to resort to Hofton. How about the case where without the tzil people will be chamsa and ruba mitzilso? Will Hofton be effective even according to Rabbi Ezri? So on that point, there is a machlokes case between the Mogen Avrom and the Chemed Meshev. He's the main one of the old apostles who are here in the Mogen Avrom. The Chemed Meshev says, that the Ram and the Rabbi Ezri and the Rabbon are only Chilka and Rashi and Tetzves in regard to the case where there is no Choptah. There is no Choptah. But the Schach by itself without the Tzil of the branches can give Tzil some Rumachams. So then Rashi and Tetzves say it's kosher without Choptah. And the Ram, the Rabbi Ezri and the Rabbon say without Choptah it's not kosher. But in the case where the Ischach by itself does not give Tzil some Rumachamsa, And it is Hofton. So even the Ran and the Elsie and the Rabon will be made there. That Hofton is effective. Even though without Hofton, the Schach by itself will not give Tilson and the Chamso without the Tilson of the branches of the tree. This is what the Chabad Meisha says. The Mogadvon says, no. This halacha, that Hofton is effective in a case where the schach without the tzilut of the branches of the tree will be chamsa l'rubim mitzilso. That's true according to Rashi Tosfos, because they explain him more that way. My thinking according to Rabbi Ezri and the Ravon and the Ran, who say that when Gemara asks the kashe, v'chamsa l'rubim mitzilso by habeo k'mistari schach posel b'had schach kosher, the Gemara has reference to a case where the schach by itself gives tzilso l'rubim chamsa without the tzilut of the branches. So, and that kasha the Gemara is the teres kish choftan. So according to this, the Gemara is saying choftan is effective where the schar by itself gives you some of the chamsa, but where the schar by itself without the tzilut of the branches gives chamsa no mitzilut, so that's not the chamsa. Then even now the choftan is not effective. Even now the choftan is not effective. This is what the Mogav says. Now, the notion of the Rabboni is miu im hishpi ho anofim mimato. V'irvon min aschach she'ilon mikor p'teili v'yasu kekshe. Now, so the Rambam says miu im hishpil anofim mumato v'irvon min aschach she'ilon mikor. The implication being that if it's nikea, then the suki is not kshe. So all the Nesikerim point out, including the Mogadvon, so all the Nesikerim point out that this Rabbah, when he says She'ino Mikor, thus implying, but if it's Nikea, if the Schachpos, the branches of the tree can be Nikea, can be identified from the Schach, so then the Suki is not Chiro. So the Rabbah has reference to a case where the Schach without the Tzirup of the branches will not give Tzirup of the branches. And then, but Hofton is effective even according to Rabbi Ezri and Rabbon. So then the Hofton has to be Enrika. So then there is real Bittelbrot. Masha'inke in the case where the Schach without the Tzilut of the branches will give Tzilut on Ruba Mechamso, but according to Rabbi Ezri, even though the schach without the branches gives to some chamso, but those portions of schach that are beneath the branches are to nonetheless. So we have to resort to chofton, but there the chofton does not have to consist of iruv mamish of inikia. Just if it lies on top of the other, if the schach kosher will be placed on top of the branches, so it will also be kosher. So this is. So when he says miu im hishpil hanokim mimata v'yirvon maschach she'ino mikorim p'teirim v'asuk ekshero, so they all say the Rambam only emphasizes she'ino mikorim because he has referenced the case where the schach by itself does not give tzilus on the ruba mechamso without the tzilus of the branches, but in the case where the schach by itself without the tzilus of the branches gives tzilus on the ruba mechamso, even though according to Rabbi Ezri, without Hofton it's possible, because those portions of schach that are beneath the branches are Timando Ese, but as long as you are Yahweh, even though it's Nikia, it is still kosher. Then Rabbah says, V'chein miniach schach ha-kosher al schach ha-posel, mikre eru v'kosher. So Rabbah says, when he's maniach the schach ha-kosher al schach ha-posel, mikre eru v'kosher. So this is what I meant when I said, I don't know whether Rav Moshe Feinstein passed it, but if Rav Moshe Feinstein did pass it, he probably passed it in a special situation, let's say, where he was told that if the net will not be placed beneath the schach, if the schach kosher will not be placed upon on top of the net, so then it will be difficult to sit through in the sukkah because of the mosquitoes and so on. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was making in such a case, because then there is a basis So we don't have to rechish for all the shittes. Mashenke, if it's in the case where the net is on top of the schach, the way most of the people who relied on the Misha Feinstein's psak, on the alleged psak by the Misha Feinstein, the way they did it, that way I don't think that the Misha Feinstein would matter. But why is there a difference between putting the net on top of the schach and the net beneath the schach? Because the lashon of the Ramoy is, V'chein mi aschach ha-kosher, al schach ha-posuk, mikre ere v'kosher. In other words, that came if the schach ha-kosher was placed on top of the schach ha-posuk, not if the schach ha-kosher was placed beneath the schach ha-posuk. That's because, so he says, Mordechai perikami disuke. What did Mordechai say? The Mordechai says, Umiri Arab Baperetz, Hoyo Mitzavu Lehosimu Arobo Aleye. The Arobo, there's the Schach Kosha. The latter is Kali, there's the Schach Kosha. So maybe Hoyo Mitzavu, that was the Kulet by Rabbi Baperetz. In other words, Rabbi Baperetz also agreed with the Shite of the Aviyazim. So, now, first of all, I was told that many of the people who did put a net on top of the... Most of the people who did put a net, so they put a net on top of the Sach. So that's not good. And then, in some sukkahs, it wasn't like that. And in some sukkahs, so the net was of such nature that the net itself could yield till some of them comes. The net itself. Then it's certainly impossible, according to everyone. I mean, when there's a Kibbal Bishayre, if the net was so constituted that the net by itself would give only Chamsa Merum Mitzils, but the Schar gave Tzils Merum Chamsa, so then there might be a basis to pass it, to be major in a hardship situation, to put the net beneath the Schar, but not to put the net on top of the Schar. That's certainly not. So the reason as to why there are more pastors here, V'chein miniach schach ha-kosher al schach ha-posuk, mikre'era v'kosher, davke the schach ha-kosher al schach ha-posuk, but not the schach ha-kosher beneath the schach ha-posuk, because of the lashon of the Mordechai. Because, umeiri arav v'peret zal, hoyo mitzavu lehoshim, ho arobo alei. Arobo alei. Now, what is the difference? So there are more pastors like this. Now, that if, I mean, and there are more pastors like Abiyaz, I mean, Muhammad himself mentions today. So that means that even if the Schach Kosher is Chamso Merubo Mitzilso, and the Schach Kosher by itself is Silso Merubo Mechamso, so there are more pastors like Abiyaz in the realm that it is still possible. Unless there is Chvot. So there are two kinds of Chvot. One Chvot is, consists of real people, where real people, where it's not Mika. And another kind of chvote consists of placing the schach kosher, the arobes, the schach kosher, on top of the latish, on top of the schach kosher, on top of the schach kosher. But not, so that is considered chvote. But if you put the arobes beneath the latish, then the Mordechai says it's no good. Why should there be a difference between putting the arobes on top of the lattice, or putting the arobes beneath the lattice? So, apparently, the shite of the Mordechai is that, why is that the Ram? Why do they say that even though the Schach Kosher is Hamsun Rulam Mitzilso, and the Schach Kosher by itself without the Tzil from the Schach Kosher, is still some Rubam Chamsa. Still it's possible. Why? Because if you have Schach Kosher on top, and beneath you have Schach Kosher, so it means that any portion of Schach beneath the Schach Kosher does not hover. Obviously. Now let's say, when you have something to hover, a Schach, now, so it might be very thick,